Now, Margaret Mills is back with me again today. And Margaret, I think you're going to be looking at some pretty bad weather that affected Southend at some point.
Yes, this is extreme weather. I know we think we get some extreme weather today, but this was in March 1842.
Oh, right.
And it was at Southend when a huge hurricane, accompanied by storms of rain, thunder and lightning, blew up at Southend. There were ships at anchor that were very badly damaged. Estimates from the Times newspaper that reported this hurricane put the estimate at 8 ships that were, quote from the newspaper, reduced to firewood. They were just smashed against the pier. At least 6 men who were sailors on board these different ships and who came from Leon Sea were killed. And in total, on the 8 ships, the total loss of life was 15 people, including a woman and a child on one of the ships. So this was really extreme weather conditions. It was said that it was the worst weather that Southend had seen for over 60 years.
And were there bad effects on land and on the pier itself?
There were bad effects. The pier, as far as we know, still stayed standing, which is quite remarkable, considering that, you know, 8 ships were wrecked by being smashed against the pier.
Indeed.
So it must have been the ships that took the brunt of it.
Yeah.
But yes, it was certainly an extremely bad storm. And the next day, when the hurricane had abated and they totaled up the damage, a figure was put on the damage. And bear in mind, this is 1842. A figure was put on the damage of over £10,000.
A lot of money then.
It was a lot of money then. And of course, these merchant ships were ruined, and their cargo was ruined as well.
We tend to think of the 1987 hurricane as being bad, but it sounds like this one was a lot worse.
Yes, and of course, 1842, they weren't geared up like we are today to undertake search and rescue.
Indeed.
So, yeah, it would have been a terrifying experience, I would have thought.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thank you, Scott.